Special greetings to our listener. We are glad that we can tune in again today. It's that special time for Heartlines. And you know I'm not alone. It's Monica here with Craig. And I would like him to greet you before we start.
Well, good afternoon, Monica, and good afternoon to our listeners. Always good to be with you on a Friday.
Yeah, that good Friday. It's always good. Yeah. We are happy that we can be able to continue a Craig after you, that wave that we have had here in the province. We remember that the first one we had the pandemic of COVID, and then the next one was the looting. Because even in looting, we lost over 300 people, and now it's been the floods. So we know that it has not been easy with people. But we thank God that we are able to be here and strengthen our listeners and look at the way forward in life, because we still have to live. We still have to deal with issues that pertains to day-to-day living. I know that last time with Michelle, you did a program that would like you to just give us a recap after we've prayed so that we can help the listener to be on the same page with us. Before we start, can we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time again. We are mindful of the fact that there are people who are bleeding, Lord, those who have not found their relatives and their loved ones. We pray that you intervene even there, Lord, because you know better than all of us, Father. And we even pray for those who have lost everything, lost their families, who are sleeping in halls, Lord. We know that there are 97 halls in the city that people are housed. And we pray that you intervene when at the end of the day, when they've got new homes, they can look back and be able to say it was good that this happened, because we know you have a plan. You says in Prophet Jeremiah 29 that you have got good plans for us. Then we pray, Lord, that you heal their souls, Lord, and make them understand that nothing happens for no reason. You have a plan, a better plan for them. And we want to pray that even our listeners, as they are listening, we know they've been hurt in many ways, and we pray that you bring healing, Lord, because you are the only one who can cover those wounds, those souls, and heal properly. And we come to you because you said we can ask anything in your name. So Craig and myself were standing in the gap with the listener asking that you intervene, Lord, and we want to thank you and bless your name. Amen. Hi, Craig, can you briefly recap for us the first session in spending?
Yeah, Monica, that would be wonderful to do. So our value two was responsibility in spending. Value one was honesty in earning. Second one, responsibility in spending. And we're going to continue with that today. But just a reminder for our listeners is that sadly, most South Africans are drowning in debt. And this, even as we talk about responsibility in spending, we understand that we're just coming out of a terrible situation with the floods, and many people are left homeless. Many people have lost everything. And so as we speak into this, we understand that. And so there are those who this will not completely apply to right now because of the devastation that they have just faced. So in a normal setting, we're talking this. And the fact that South Africans are drowning in debt, the fact that 75% of all take-home pay of South Africans is going towards paying debt. So for every 100 rand that somebody earns, 75% is actually paying off debt, which says that there's been a lot of irresponsible spending, and it's something that we've got to look at and evaluate and do a bit differently. And I think one of the evaluation questions we put forward was, if God went shopping with me, what would he say? And to consider, you know, how are we spending our money? Are we being wasteful? Are we buying things that are unnecessary? And how can we do better with that.
Wow. You know, this is a great eye-opener, Craig, because it's topics that are hardly a challenge because, you know, people think it's too personal. How do you come in there? But now, can you tell us, how can we make more responsible spending choices in a situation like this?
Yeah, and I think just picking up on my last point is to consider some self-evaluation, because if we do not evaluate our present reality in light of our spending, then we will just continue in the same way and the same patterns we've been going to. And so one of the ways to do that is to ask the question, what are the reasons for me spending the way that I do? And in fact, I'd encourage our listeners, list the reasons. You know, maybe the reason is fear. Maybe the reason is, well, this is just how we live. This is just how my family's always been. You know, my father used to be like this, or my mother used to show me and spend this way. And so just to find out what those reasons are. The second thing is, are there beliefs that I hold that lead me to irresponsible spending? And the belief might be, hey, we only live once. You know, when I was growing up, there was a saying, hey, we only live once. So make hay while the sun shines. and that meant, hey, well, you know what, in that moment, if you've got the money and there's something there, I just spend it. It sounds they like say, you might have also had that problem.
Yeah, you know, they say you live it, so you'd rather use it. Yeah. Yeah, this is education and serious education, Craig, for our people and all of us, in fact, you know. I was once a teacher, so you know the teacher's spending.
Yeah. You know, Monica, you're talking about that once a teacher. I remember doing a session with a high school, a group of teachers at a high school in Hammersdale some years back on values and money. And when I spoke about debt and I spoke about the fact that when I've spoken to some bankers and they speak about the teachers who have so much debt, I tell you what, the room went quiet, totally quiet. Because parked in the schoolyard, I saw a Mercedes-Benz, I saw a Range Rover, and I'm asking myself, hey, how much money are these teachers earning here? Because, hey, I don't think it's enough for to buy a Range Rover unless their husbands or wives are got plenty money. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so we've got to ask ourselves, are my spending habits causing me stress? Or is it bringing stress on me and my family? And so when we begin to do the self-evaluation, then you can actually begin to discover that, hey, you know what, the way I'm spending money is a problem and adjustments need to be made.
Tell us, Craig, what does the scriptures say about irresponsibility in spending?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The Bible speaks a lot about money. And a lot about what do we do with our possessions, etc. And, you know, we know that from a biblical point of view, God has called us to being good stewards. And so being good stewards means we have been entrusted with something that does not belong to us. And if I look at the story in Matthew 25, that speaks about the talents. And it says, you know, and I'll read a little bit in Matthew 25, and I'll just catch a little bit here and there between verse 14 and 30. And it says, for it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them to his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each one according to his ability. Then he went away, and he who received 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made another 5. Also, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But he who had received the 1 talent, went and dug in the ground and he hid his master's money. And so when we use the word talent there, it's referring to money. And so he hid it. And so that is, this story speaks to us about stewardship. And we know that everything we possess, everything we earn, belongs to God. So how we use it needs to please God. And so the money that we earn, you know, we can easily say, ah, this is my money. I worked hard for it. But then I could go back and say, you know what, doesn't the scripture speak about who gave you the strength to earn that wealth? Because you couldn't earn it without the one who gave you the strength to earn it, who is God. And so we've got to change our mindset from a one that we own everything we have to one we've been entrusted by God with the money that we have, and we've got to use it wisely. You know, it's like Luke 14, 28 says, if you're going to build a tower, won't you first sit down, estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it. And today what we see is somebody sees something they like and they just go and spend. They haven't considered, do they have enough money for the rest of the month? What is their longer term plans and goals in terms of them and their family? They just spend. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at scriptures, there is plenty scriptures that speak into how we should deal with our money.
You know what we are saying, Craig? It's like somebody intending to buy a car without making consideration whether there'll be money for insurance, there'll be money for petrol, there'll be money for repairs, there'll be money for services, you know. So all these extras, sometimes they are way over the installment maybe of the car. So once they hit so hard.
You know, Monica, you have just given an excellent example. I know someone who owns a petrol garage, and he told me a story of somebody who pushed into the garage a expensive luxury vehicle, and it, which happened to be a Range Rover again. The guy pushes it into the garage, and he asks them to put in 30 rand petrol.
Yeah.
Now, one, he ran out of petrol. He's putting in 30 rand petrol into a Range Rover. Now, to fill a tank of a Range Rover is about 2,000 rand. 30 rand petrol is going to probably just get you to the next robot. I often see some luxury vehicles, and I look at them, and I see this vehicle's got a bad smash on the side. And I'm thinking myself, but I've seen this vehicle now for the last 2-3 months with the smash. And I realize, no, this guy didn't have insurance. But he's driving a luxury vehicle. And so you raise such a beautiful example, is that even when we go and we're making a purchase of a vehicle, you've got to consider maintenance. You've got to consider insurance. You've got to consider petrol. All of that's got to be added. And then the other thing you need to consider is, you're going to pay this vehicle over what period of time? And how much interest are you going to pay for that vehicle? And then you can find that sometimes you're paying almost double the price of what the price of the vehicle was.
You know, Craig, these lessons are very important. Because so many people have hit themselves hard through this, because actually these are life lessons that people, you know, should be grateful to get an opportunity to be taught before they even get involved into such dilemmas. But if they've been already, but we are saying there's a way to come back, there's a way to clean yourself up. So we are so grateful. Now it brings me to a point where I want you to tell us, you know, if for the benefit of the listener, is it important to know the difference between needs and wants? Because I think that's where the problem is.
Absolutely important. And I mean, it's simple, but I'm going to spell it out. Needs are something that we have to have in order to live. We need food to live. We need shelter to live. That's a need. A want is everything else we would like to have, but that we don't actually need to survive. Do we need the new iPhone 13 that costs, I think, 18,000 rand? Do we need the latest Nike tackies? Do we need a Mercedes Benz if we need a car? Those are needs. Those are wants. And when we distinguish, and in fact, a good thing for people to do when they considering spending money is ask themselves the question, is this a need or is this a want? If it's not a need, then take a step back and reconsider if you need to be making that purchase.
Now, the question that I think the listener is listening, they're asking himself or herself, is that how important it is to have a budget?
Yes, another very important.
Because this is where it's going to tell you whether, you know, you can afford this or not.
Yeah. And for many people, you can have many people who've been working for many years and they've never once actually just put down a budget. And because if we don't have a budget, we actually don't know where our money is going. And so in simple form, a budget is a plan for what you are going to do with your money. It's a spending plan based on income and expenses. So in simple terms, a budget is putting down what my income is and what my expenses are, and then seeing what the difference is. And if we're going to have a good budget or a positive budget, then our income must be more than our expenses. If our expenses are more than our income, we've got a problem. And so some changes are going to need to take place. And so a budget is something to help us keep track of our spending. It's helping us to manage that money. And so the importance of having a budget is that, one, we prioritize what's the first things that need to get paid when we receive our income. And then let's pay those. So if you've got a rent to pay, pay the rent. If you've got food, everybody will have food to buy, then buy that food. If it's your giving, then put that down. And then add the rest of the things. But then you might already be in debt. And being in debt means there's probably debit orders coming off your account. And we know what the debit orders, when your income hits your account, then the debit orders just say bye-bye to your money. And so many people hate payday. And I tell you why people hate payday. Monica, I've got a confession to make. Once upon a time, I was also like those that were spending recklessly. And I did not look forward to payday, even when I was earning a very good salary, because all I did was, the higher the salary, the higher my expenses became. It meant I was eating more luxurious items. I was going out more often. I was buying better cars. And so I never looked forward to getting paid at the end of the month. And then I never look forward to going to the post box to get the letters in the post box, because I knew, and I'd leave the pile there because I knew what they were. It was everybody telling me how much I owe them. And so getting a budget and being disciplined with that budget can be a game changer for people.
Yeah, thank you so much, Craig. You know, we can talk and talk. This is a very deep topic, but I'm sure that the listener is appreciating even this great information that we have shared with us. Because of time in this program, I would like to give you an opportunity now to give the closing remarks for our listeners.
Yeah, the way we spend our money says a lot about what we are finding our identity and fulfillment in. How we spend our money is indicating who we are as a person, where we're finding our fulfillment, and that can be a sobering reality, even though it's uncomfortable to discover that, hey, I'm finding my identity in the things I buy. It's not fulfilling, particularly when you're wasteful. And sometimes our spending can land us in financial trouble or make us feel unfulfilled. So I want to encourage our listeners, take responsibility for your spending, because your spending displays your true character and shows others how sensible you are, and it shows others if you can be trusted. Because when we're in debt, temptation will come our way to do the wrong thing to get money. And so by being responsible, by handling our money well, we actually keeping temptation at bay. And so lastly, I would just like to say to our listeners, if you have messed up with money, if you have been irresponsible, if you are drowning in debt right now, it's not the end of the world. There is a way that you can work out your financial problems, and you can move to become a responsible person. And that's by getting help. That's by putting a plan in place. And it does not have to be a life sentence, almost like a noose hanging around your neck. And in our next program, we're going to go to wisdom in borrowing, and we'll talk a little bit more about how people can find help if they find themselves trapped in debt.
Thank you so much, Craig. Before you close in prayer, I just want to say to the listeners, please make sure you don't miss out on this program every Friday at 6 p.m. Make sure that you invite your families, your friends, your colleagues, your church members, so that you know you can grow together in making your lives better and coming out of debt, because we know that this has been a problem for almost every other family in many ways. So we thank God for bringing us these insights that will take us out of that debt trap and be able to live better. And also remember that those who are coming behind you, your kids are looking up to you. So be a good example. Sit down, talk to them, explain where you are, how you get there, and how you are planning to get out. And you will be amazed how much they'll support you and respect you. May God bless you. Craig, can you close in prayer for us?
Sure, Monica. But before I close, I just want to encourage our listeners. Heartlines has an online financial course to help you. And so I'd encourage our listeners to go onto our website. It's www.heartlines.org.za. Sign up there. It's free of charge, and you can do our online values and money course, which will help you in your journey to financial wellness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today. Oh Lord, we know when it comes to the issue around money, it is a challenge that everybody faces, and sometimes in slightly different ways. And Lord, you also said in your word, we can't serve two masters. And we know that you are our master, and the other one is mammon, which money forms a part of. And I pray today, oh God, that you would help us and help our listeners that we would allow you, our master, to lead us and to guide us, that we would not love money, but that we would love you and we would allow you to give us the wisdom in dealing with our money and to be spending it wisely. Lord, we need your help in this area. And so today, oh God, I pray that you would help us. Today, oh Lord, I pray especially for those who have been devastated by the floods and who have lost everything and are in great financial need right now. I ask you, oh Lord, that you would have mercy on them. I ask you, oh Lord, that you would provide for their every need. I ask you, oh Lord, even for those that are unemployed, that they would say, I'd love to just have some money so that I can handle it wisely. I pray, oh God, that you would open doors of opportunity for them. And so, oh God, even as we continue this journey around our values and money, that you would guide and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen.